Here's your host, Chelsea Edwards.
Welcome to another episode of Chatting with Chelsea. I'm your daytime bestie, Chelsea Edwards. Today's show is all about being bold. Bold in how we show up and bold with what we put on our plates. We're talking about owning your voice in the workplace while navigating bias and avoiding burnout. Then we're going to take that same energy over to the kitchen for a bold, time-saving lamb chop recipe. And it brings the flavor. Now, I know from personal experience, it can be scary making bold moves. I took a leap from being a news reporter to a talk show host, and that decision gave me the freedom to show up more fully as my authentic self. So I just want to thank the Houston Association of Black Journalists for recently recognizing that bold move and honoring me at its annual Sneaker Ball and Awards Gala. And we can always use some encouragement on being bold in our careers. Welcome to Chatting with Chelsea, Denise Moss, founder and CEO of Pinnacle Solutions. Now, this is HR. Mm-hmm. A lot of people know HR as the person they go to when there's a problem at work, but this is a consulting firm. Tell me what you do.
Yeah, absolutely. I founded Pinnacle Solutions, my baby, probably about right at 2 years ago. And what I do is HR consulting for small to mid-sized businesses. In particular, that sweet spot for me is about 50 to 100 employees. I do all things benefits, payroll, employee relations, the not so fun side, the terminations and offboardings.
The drama that comes with it. Yeah, and that's what we want to know. We want to know about that.
The tea.
Hey, you call yourself the Olivia Pope of HR.
I do.
So I'm sure you've seen some things.
I'm seeing some stuff right now today. It was drama on the way here.
What?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Give me a little bit. Just a little, what you see as an HR specialist.
People don't always tell the truth on their experience. And then I have to come in, do a background check, and guess what? Someone's not who they say they are, and then we have to have a not-so-fun conversation.
So that's a lesson for y'all. It will catch up with you if you lied on your resume.
Yeah, can't be doing that.
Yeah. Now, I know people want to be bold in business without lying.
Without lying, yes.
What is one way you would say they could do that?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, being visible is not just enough. Putting yourself out there and not only having that seat at the table, but making sure that you get those projects that are truly visible. For example, if you're going to have a seat at the table, make sure that you're adding value and that you are contributing in a value-added way. You're not just a figurehead. Ask for those projects, those stretch projects, ask to do things and be visible to the company, but also adding true value. A prime example is, if you want to change something in the company, do a proposal and say why you want to change it and what value is it adding, not only to the organization, but to the people as a whole.
So don't just warm a seat and don't just complain to your coworkers.
Yeah.
If you want to see a change,
do something about it.
Figure out how it should happen.
Yeah.
Okay, I love that. That's a great way to start. Now, for somebody who says, okay, well, Denise, my plate is already full, or I don't even really like working here.
That's
you know
a
that
thing.
Happens.
Yeah.
Oh, what's your advice?
You know, if you don't want to be somewhere, change it. And I will say that I'm going to tell a little bit of my own story. So I've been in HR for 12 years, and I just finally decided after a little bit, I was like, you know what? I want to go and do my own thing. That's how I wanted to invoke change and work with those CEOs and founders to bring HR, you know, HR does get a bad rap, like that's the bad person, but HR also builds culture.
Okay.
It makes things fun. It has engagement, and I wanted to be known for that. So I stepped out on faith and I was bold.
I like that.
And I pitched my business, and when it felt so good to get that first client. It felt so good, Chelsea, to get that first client. And I was just like, okay, I can keep doing this again. And I built my confidence up. And now 5 clients in, a little bit too much.
Okay.
You know, but, you know. A little something, you know.
Yeah.
It's building boldly.
Yeah.
And then now it's the next stage of, okay, let's look at what a big contract looks like. Government.
Now I love this. Building your confidence mm-hmm. on the way to becoming bold or bolder.
Yeah.
That's really something yeah. that should not be overlooked.
Yeah.
Like, what are some other ways that you've built your confidence mm-hmm. or you've seen other people build their confidence in through these businesses?
Don't be shy with getting a mentor.
Okay.
Make sure that you lean on other people, making sure that you leverage your network. You know, I tap in all the time. I'm like, hey, you know, put your eyes on this. I'm about to do this proposal for this client. I give them the client profile because guess what? Even though I'm bold, I don't always see everything 360.
Mm-hmm.
I need someone to watch my back, my side, because I may just always just be looking to the front. I need someone to lean on as well. So I often talk to those trusted people in my circle okay. and say, what am I missing? Because even though you're bold and you're up here or wherever you are in your career, you're missing something.
Mm.
Have a trusted circle around you as well.
Okay, all right, that's a great
mentorship.
Tip. We need it, we yeah. all need it. All right, I know we have to get into some other challenges that people face, but we're gonna take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we'll be back with Denise Moss on how you can continue to be bold in whatever your business is. Denise Moss is an HR consultant who says it's not okay to just show up. You gotta be bold, right? But Denise, how do we do that if mm-hmm. we feel like we're facing certain biases?
Yes.
You have what, well, you label this the double bind. Explain mm-hmm. the double bind. Let's start there.
Yeah, absolutely. So I defined a double bind as people say they want you to be one way, and in actuality, they really want you to be the other way. And what I mean by that, and in particular, women in the workplace. Yes, we want a strong woman. Yes, we want a woman to show up and be assertive, but they're like, okay, no, really be soft and go back there and just look pretty
mm-hmm.
and don't say anything. Mm. That's the double bind. And for Black women in particular, it's threefold. It's actually compounded. You have race,
yeah,
gender, and guess what? A stereotypical, okay, before we even open our mouth, okay, I already know what's associated with being with or having a Black woman in leadership.
Mm-hmm.
We get labeled as being too strong, having an attitude, when it's the simply, if you have someone that does not look like you
yeah.
in the workplace, he's a leader.
Mm.
We get labeled as such a not so fun kind of way.
Yeah. So what do we do? That's the age old question there.
Yes.
We've known about these challenges mm-hmm. and oftentimes it is just our job to navigate them.
Yeah,
but
absolutely.
Is there something else that we should be doing
or absolutely.
A certain way we should be doing this?
So I have a couple of tips that have worked for me that has proven to help me navigate in the workplace and also with clients. One of those things is knowing your values and setting expectations up front.
Okay.
I used to shrink myself.
Mm.
I used to not talk. But what I found when I started working with clients is I go in, there's a contract anyway. And a part of having that initial conversation is, okay, this is my expectations. This is how I navigate and move in a workplace. And what I mean by that is I'm going to speak my mind.
Mm-hmm.
This is how I speak. These are my values. This is what they're my non-negotiables. And if we can't work together like that with me setting my expectations up front, then it's not a good working relationship. I have learned to do that with every client that I've had, and I've had my clients now for 1.5 and 2 years because I set my expectations up front.
Nice. Now, have you ever dealt with somebody coming to you as an HR manager,
mm-hmm.
you know, maybe previously, where they are labeling someone,
yes.
Particularly, you know, a Black woman
mm-hmm.
as aggressive when she may have just been getting her point across.
Absolutely.
And then how did you navigate that
as
an HR person?
We talked about having that seat at the table, but not just being that warm seat.
Mm-hmm.
And so when someone came to me about an individual and me thankfully being in a place that I was, I painted the picture for them and said, do you think maybe that it was this, or let's go deeper, let's find a root cause. And oftentimes, often than not, there's something else that's affecting of what's going on. And then that person can be relatable, because here it is, they're coming to me as the subject matter expert. There's already a level of respect there with me. So I'm gonna listen to Denise. Yes, she's a woman of color, but she's not in a situation, and she can help paint the picture of why this employee, who just happens to be a Black woman, may be labeled this way.
Mm. Yeah. Okay, so if let's say I'm Denise in that position, mm-hmm. Or I'm that person who's being talked about in that way, mm-hmm. And maybe we don't have an HR person like you.
Yeah.
And I feel like I have to defend myself.
Yeah.
How do you approach that conversation?
You go talk to someone else as well. Like, it's not just, don't go in. I always say, don't go in with your gun empty. And what I mean by that, have you 3 points that you want to relay? One point is, go in with the facts. Always go in with the facts. The facts may not make you look good, but go in with the facts, because you discredit yourself if you go in and you try to go from another angle. Go in and paint the picture with the facts. Number two, hear what the other person has to say. Understand their point of view as well, because you can find some common ground and some commonality there. And number three, propose a solution. You always do that, because that builds common ground. When you want someone to see your point of view, you say, okay, let's come to a solution here. Let's not leave until we have a solution. Those are the 3 points that I recommend anybody go in with, because you break a person's defense down when you come in that way. Mm. If you come in hot,
yeah,
it ain't always, it's 9 times out of 10, it ain't good.
Yeah, yeah. I'm picturing it in my head. Yeah. If I was in that situation, yeah, I would come in hot.
Yeah.
Come in hot, but just cool off.
Cool off, cooler heads prevail.
Yes, yes, yeah. Three steps. Got it.
Yeah.
So the other complaint that women will get, especially when they're dealing with this double buy mm-hmm. situation, is it could be exhausting. It could burn them out.
Oh yes,
really.
Burnout. Yeah.
So how do you suggest approaching that part of it?
You know, this is an unorthodox approach, and anyone that has followed me, I go by HR Homegirl on my social.
Nice. I love it.
And I encourage people to take their PTO, take their break. Mm. We are not doing, most people are not brain surgeons.
Right.
You can take a break. It's okay if you're not there. The work will still get done. You're gonna come back to it anyway. Take a break. Don't always try to preempt every situation. We sometimes worry ourselves when we get into, okay, I'm gonna go in like this, and you burn yourself out that way, or you're trying to always be on.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, the system is broken. You are not broken. The system is broken. You are not broken. Go in, say, okay, I'm gonna take my time off to relax, because if you have that PTO and that paid time off of that vacation, you're gonna come back refreshed. You're gonna come back with the right state of mind. Mm-hmm. And don't always try to be the problem solver.
Hmm. Okay, well, tell me a little bit more about that. You're gonna have to convince me. Because, I mean, you do want to improve the situation.
Absolutely.
So at what point do we say we don't need to be the problem solvers?
You know, I was listening to Pastor Mike this past Sunday. He said he was addicted to being the hero. But sometimes it's okay to take a step back. I do that. You know, I'm a mom of 3 boys. I'm married. I'm a sister. Mm-hmm. You know, I have 2 brothers. Everyone calls on me. And you know what? They may hear this. I might get in trouble. Sometimes I don't answer that phone.
And that's okay.
And that's okay.
I feel like women really deal with that, like being, maybe not all women, but so many women that I know across the board deal with that. They are the go-to person for everything, work
addicted
and
to being
life.
A hero.
Yeah.
Sometimes, guess what? Be in your soft girl era.
Okay. All right. Well, my homegirl and my HR homegirl said so. Okay. All right. I love it. Okay. Thank you for the tips on how we could be bold without burning out.
That's right.
In work. Okay. Guys, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to take it to the kitchen. Let you be bold in there. We'll be right back after this. To to teach us how to be bold in the kitchen, we've got the husband-wife power duo, owners of the Savoy, Long and Black here. Always some great food. Y'all do a fusion of things over there.
Absolutely.
Yeah, what do you call that?
Everything's a fusion. It's like
a coming together.
Yeah.
A coming together.
Yes.
So you got some Southern, and you've also got your Greek roots as well.
Yep, that's right. We've got it all kind of blended up into a magical brew. It's like a world fusion.
Yes. Okay, so you're going to show us how to make some lamb chops today. That's bold to me, because it's like, typically it's something that we wouldn't necessarily make at home. We go out to eat.
Lamb chops.
But it's actually fairly easy.
It is fairly easy. Lamb chops are fairly easy. They're fast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You had me at fast. Okay. So what's the first step? I mean, we got to go to the store and pick out the lamb chops. Are there certain stores that we need to go to?
If I'm shopping outside of the farm, I will go to like Central Market or Jerusalem Market. An Arabic market generally will get you some good cuts of lamb.
Okay.
Befriend the butcher and go on with it.
That's a good tip. Make friends with the butcher.
Everywhere.
What if you just smile big and he gives you some really good cuts?
Be nice.
Be nice to the butcher.
Be nice all the way from the door to the cuts.
Okay, yes. All right. Yes. Now, this looks beautiful already. You get these home and then you marinate them?
Yes. Well, if you get them you can either get them as a rack or a chop. So I like to buy them as a rack, and I like to cut them myself. However, if you get them fresh cut, definitely get them fresh cut from the butcher. Ask them to cut it fresh. Mm. Get them home, I put them directly into marinade.
Okay, don't wait.
That's what I like to do.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Definitely.
That's how you get that bold flavor.
That bold.
Yeah. Okay.
Talking bold.
So what are we talking about when we do the marinade here?
You can either use a marinade if that's your thing, or if you have the time, make your own.
Okay. So you have an olive oil in here. A black, doesn't matter what kind of olive oil we use?
Man, all olive oil is not the same.
Okay.
It has to be extra, extra, extra virgin.
Is that on the label? They have extra, extra, extra virgin?
You gotta go deeper. You gotta go deeper. You gotta make sure that the olive oil has not been touched.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So look for the premium olive oil.
Always premium ingredients. In general, cooking, I mean, you can make magic with anything. However, the quality of your ingredients is always reflected in the final product.
Oh, yes. Yeah, you gotta do it right. What else do we have in our marinade?
Choices of I love rosemary with lamb. So find you some kind of a synergistic touch that you want.
Okay, however you like it.
However you like it.
How long do we marinate these?
You can marinate. I like to marinate a long time. I get that flavor up in there. I make sure I marinate it all. I get the bones up in there too, because if you know some good lamb chops, you're gonna be gnawing on the bone.
You are gonna suck that bone.
Yes.
All right. So you already have the pan hot here.
Yep.
Is it medium high or medium heat?
Okay. So on a sear, that's where I go high heat. So you hit it up and be patient. Don't keep flipping.
Oh, okay. So that's the secret.
That's a secret for sure.
Okay. Do we need to add extra oil since these
I'll put a little bit.
Okay. All right.
I won't put too much.
All right. So put a little bit of oil in the pan, and after they have marinated for how long did you say again?
I'll marinate for 6, 8, 12 hours.
Okay. All right.
Or less.
This is planning ahead. You gotta plan ahead.
No, it's just as good though.
Okay.
If you just can hit them up, season them up, I'll season them up a little more if I'm just don't have any time.
All right. Good.
So
all right.
So we're talking about
and then you want to drop them in then.
I want to hear that.
Since it's
let me see. Okay.
Oh yeah.
That's what I want to hear.
The sizzle.
I want to hear that.
I'm hearing it.
Okay.
So you mentioned seasoning them up. We can't skip that part.
Cannot skip the seasoning.
But what kind of seasoning should we be using?
Definitely salt, pepper. I like rosemary. I'm always going to put some rosemary on my lamb and a lot of my meats.
Mm-hmm. Now, if you want to be bold,
Cajun seasoning.
Okay.
You know, get you that oomph.
Yeah, we love the oomph.
Yeah.
So while that's cooking up, I got to know about the sides that you brought as well. I mean, you brought some main entrees, but this right here, this looks good.
Mac and cheese.
Mm-hmm.
We've got three different cheeses in here. Our famous lamb chop plate. You can come with 2, 3, or 4 at the Savoy. I go for 4 because it is good.
Barbecue and the pomegranate.
Oh, okay. Oh, again, that fusion. Mixing it up.
Yep.
So when you were developing your menu, what was running through your mind as far as, like, we want to stand out, we want to do things that we don't see everywhere else?
We wanted to have a big, bold menu. Mm-hmm. Since today is a bold day.
Yes.
We wanted to have a big menu. A lot of people are scared of a big menu. Mm-hmm. But that just gives you more options. It gives you more action that, you know, today I want this, tomorrow I want that, instead of just the same old, you know, and we want a Bible.
Okay, you know. So don't be scared to mix it up.
No, don't try scared to mix no. it up.
New combos yep. of flavors.
Yeah.
Okay, all right, I'm with it. So how long do we need to cook these? I'm not a well-done girl, okay. but I'm also okay. not a rare girl.
Not a rare girl.
Okay, so how long are we
So
talking?
I would cook it, depends on the cut. We use really thick cut lamb chops at the Savoy. You can also sometimes get very tiny lollies. Mm. So it varies, really, it really varies. I would say sear for about 3 minutes per side.
Okay.
And then get it to the temperature, internal temperature that you like. So you could either, you can feel it, you know, that's what I would say.
Like with the spatula.
If you're at home and cooking for yourself, then mm-hmm. you know, the fingers, there's nothing
it's
better.
It's okay. Wash your hands before
Wash
and after.
Wash your hands always. however, you can feel it if it, you know, if it gives a little, it's not well done.
Okay, got it.
So right. it doesn't want to, if you like it well done, don't let it push back.
Got it. All right. Well, we can go ahead and flip these bad boys.
All right, let's do it.
We're going to take a quick commercial break and we'll be right back after this. Thank you so much to our guests for being on Chatting with Chelsea today to the Savoy. And then Denise Moss, you had one more thought before we leave.
Yeah. That thought is, the system is broken, you are not.
Ooh, amen to that, and amen to these chops, Hollywood. Don't they look good?
Yes.
All right, guys, you continue to be bold in business and in the kitchen, just like we taught you here. And keep up with us on social at Chelsea Show Fox. Subscribe to our YouTube at Chatting with Chelsea, and we'll see you on the next episode.